Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Listen to me. Listen to me good. Listen to me. Listen to me.
Count Chocula.
Frankenberry. Boo Berry. That's right. This is Boo Berry. Small business owners, you're going to want to hear this one. I'll stop this silly voice.
I like the voice.
Thank you. Vistaprint.com. That's what I want to tell you about. 500 business cards, just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout, too. That's $9.99 for 500 business cards. This is the best deal out there. We all have cards from Vistaprint. You should get them too. You can pick from tons of industry-specific designs, add your info, and you're done. It's that easy. Picture yourself. Brand new Vistaprint business cards all over your wallet. Hand them out. Hand them out to chicks. You don't have to hand them out to chicks, but you can.
I love you, Coco.
I love you too. She advanced on me.
Stop it.
If you want to go all out, upgrade to their signature stock, add a fancy finish, or even raise print. Vistaprint also has everything from marketing materials like custom flyers and banners to custom apparel, and all of it is 100% guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right. With 500 business cards on sale for just $9.99, there's never, I mean never, been a better time to professionally promote your business. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code TMOS to get this offer.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love a good name. I'm a nickname guy. Rob, you know this. Oscar, you probably do too.
You handed out a nickname this week.
What nickname? Oh, that's right, for Mac.
Addy. Yeah, and that, you'll find that out in the bonus show, folks.
That's right.
Which will drop later today, but we call him Addy.
Yeah, just think Addison's disease. Which is a terrible disease.
Don't over-explain it.
Sorry. I like names. I like nicknames. And years ago, a list came across my desk that was giving a bunch of different names that parents have on birth certificates. Actually, registered names on birth certificates. And now we have the Social Security Administration doing it again. They keep statistics on baby names, but they only include names that went to at least five kids in the country.
So they have to have five to count. Now, I have a question for you.
Well, I think I'm paying too many taxes for somebody to actually know. Did it go to all five? Hey, Phil?
Four names?
Phil, did it go? Four? No, that's not going to. Phil, what happened?
Hey, okay. You got to call Pete Doyle over in name counting.
Thank you very much. Yeah, all right. I'm a GS-12. Thank you.
Now, I know that you have four names when you give your name. Do you have four names on your Social Security card?
No, my name on my, well, I don't want to go. It makes me nervous.
Well,
when
I don't want you to give the number.
Last four digits only.
555-555-555.
Oscar, I'm not saying this guy's old. His Social Security number is 17.
Right. And all my credit card. Let me give my credit card number, okay?
Well, I just want the three-digit number on the back, please.
Okay, here's the credit card number. All right, so the Social Security number, just if you write it down.
Right.
Look, I've been hacked once. I'll be hacked again. Here we go. It's 555-555-555, okay?
Got it.
If you want the first credit card, Yorkshire 3, 2711-8. 9999900443. All right, so
good.
Very good.
That's the Amex.
Okay.
Jeez.
You want to make it a little easier for him?
Do you still have the same MasterCard?
No.
Here's my Diners
Club. That's the one. Yes. Great.
Washington Shoppers Play.
The Diners Club was the one I thought. That is Washington 3 624 58378.
What would that Diners Club do again?
Diners Club was a specific card used
for fat people.
For fat people at restaurants.
What?
No, what Diners Club.
I remember. Really? Was it Telly Savalas?
He was the Players Club.
Oh, okay.
Which was a casino club where Players Club, baby. You can use this on casinos, cruise ships in the Caribbean, Tahoe, Vegas, Reno, Atlantic City. Yeah. I'm Telly Savalas, baby. Players Club.
My mom's first credit card was the Washington Shoppers Plate, and she still has it somewhere. It was a light blue credit card and was accepted by Woody's, Hex, and Garfinkel's, I think. Each store did not have their own credit card yet, so they actually got together and made their own. Pretty cool.
Do you know why you guys know, and everybody knows this, I'm gonna let the cat out of the bag here. Way back when,
meow,
when I was a young DJ, suddenly a little success financially came my way.
Right.
And things, we were just talking about that between shows the other day.
2007?
Long time ago. I was, when I worked at WYRE in Annapolis, I was rejected by the American Express Company.
Oh no.
I may not have told you guys this off air or on air. I was rejected by the American Express Company. At that time, I said to myself, if I'm ever successful, I am going to get their Mac Daddy card. I want to get the best card because American Express has always done tiers, and they have done tiers and tiers and tiers.
I bet you had tears when you were declined.
I was so hurt.
Were you bummed out?
Well, I just wanted to have it for the... I wasn't going to use it because I wasn't making any money, but I got rejected for it. I was living at those Willow Lake apartments in Laurel, Maryland.
Well, that's okay. That place doesn't scream American Express.
No, it does not. No. And I got rejected. I said, man,
screams
one day...
un-American.
I'm going to get a gold card, and then they had a platinum card. And then after a platinum card, they had a black card. I said, and I'm going to try to get every single one. And it was a big deal for me. Here's the thing. Once you get that little black card, you would think that every year, you have to be scrutinized or they can throw you out.
Right.
No. Once you're in, as long as you pay the exorbitant fee to keep that card. So that is why, when I know you guys see that card occasionally, and there are a few people that go, hey, what's this? And I always like to go, it's my card. It is not a Centurion card, right? Yes, it is.
What is it?
Centurion.
Centurion. It's the black card, and it is not practical for me
at my current financial situation.
It is funny to see Mike pay at Walgreens with it.
I do.
I just got some toothpaste.
And because I've not only been belt tightening, but paying a little more attention,
this
is the year that I actually looked at it. And I was sitting there going, I said, Carla, we just got the bill. What is this? What is this fee right here? I didn't charge that much. What the hell is going on? She goes, that's your annual fee. Oh, my God. Yes, it was scary.
Do you get double the points? What they must give you something special.
Here's what you're supposed to get. If you're in a travel situation where you're one time I've used this where flights were canceled. Flights were canceled because the thunderstorm's coming through. I had the whole family. We were going to Maine on vacation. I had the whole family with me. I was able to make one phone call and this guy.
And you bought a plane?
All right. I'm laying myself bare here a little bit. Okay, so you got to stop with the golden boy rhetoric, okay? Why don't you just behave yourself,
That's right.
Rob's always been saying that.
Yeah, how much more money do you spend? You dick.
How long has it been since I brought up the fact that you buy a car every Tuesday? That joke is dead.
Anyway,
we don't even do that joke anymore.
So I called the guy, and he got us travel arrangements on another airline, and we were able to get out within 2 hours.
What shocks me about this story is that I would think that if you were declined by American Express,
way back when, you
would tell them to go F themselves and say they'll never get a dime of your money.
I wanted to see you kick me out of the club. I want to be in the club. Mm-hmm. I want to be in the club even more
if you reject me. Is the logic flawed or is it me?
Yeah, because it's unrequited love.
Yes, my favorite kind. It's an Irish thing. Thank you.
As he takes the black card and rubs it on his jeans.
I don't know how we got on this subject because I wanted to talk about baby names.
But that's all that's done for you all these years?
Outside of some very, very interesting looks from members of the opposite sex.
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing? Nice to see you. Come to help you
with your math homework.
How you doing? Like this. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to pick up a little something, a little gift from my father. Nothing really expensive. That's a lovely nail polish you have. Well, I guess I better settle up with you and pay, okay? Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Yeah, oh, no, this card? It doesn't mean anything. What time do you get off? Anyway, no, it doesn't go like that.
Is that what happened with Carla?
No. No. Carla dug the car.
The car?
What car did you have then?
I had a Lexus.
What type of Lexus?
I don't remember.
It was white.
Let's move on.
A white Lexus.
We could spend a long time.
Sure. Yeah, but I want to hear this love story.
Then I no. Carla dug the car that I picked her up in, and and then we had a baby.
That's how that works.
Maybe for another show, okay. I will tell you about. No, she dug the car.
That's right. Yeah. Back then, she dug the car. Now she digs the grave.
Yes. So it's absolutely. Michael will be out of diapers by the time I'm in them. So that's the way it's going to work. The Social Security Administration keeps statistics on baby names, but they only include names that went to at least 5 kids in the country. The website NameBerry. Sounds like a great cartoon character.
Sounds like a kind of pie.
Mm. Oh, he's got a little bowler hat and a cane, and he walks down the street. He's NameBerry. Hello. Okay. NameBerry.
And you know Nameberry's, Mike, it's Nameberry's his catchphrase. Chicks dig the car. I'm Nameberry. Yeah.
Is that Alexis?
He drives yes, a Lexus, carries a black card. He's Nameberry. Hey. Nameberry.com.
He's a little slow. He's Nameberry.
That's right. Never did real well in school. Got a lucky job and made somebody. He's Nameberry. Duh.
He's got a stain on his shirt.
Yes, there is. Little fatter than the other guys in his neighborhood. He's Nameberry with the bowler hat. Duh.
Two of his appliances are broken. He's Nameberry. I don't have time to get him fixed.
This ain't my donut. He's crazy, crazy Nameberry. Yes, sirree. Sometimes he's sexually challenged by every girl on the street, but he keeps on trying. Hey, how do you like my new shirt? He's Nameberry.
His socks don't match. He's Nameberry.
That's right. Got into a car accident one time. Got a little minor brain damage. That's why he can't sometimes remember where he is. He's Nameberry.
He puts on a shirt and the buttons and the holes don't match up. He's Nameberry.
Is it time for dinner yet? Dude. Okay.
Nameberry is produced by Ryan Seacrest.
Nameberry.
Nameberry.
We were making Nameberry more and more mentally challenged as
But that's why people love him.
Every now and then on his khaki pants, he's got a strange biological stain he can't explain. He's Nameberry. I think I'm attracted to you. Nameberry.
His shoes never fall off thanks to the Velcro. He's Nameberry.
Is it dinner time yet? He gets unexplained erections for strange reasons. At odd times, he's Nameberry. Is this my metro stop?
He can't sneak up on anyone because of the unexplained odor of maple syrup. It's Nameberry.
It's lunchtime now. We went from a guy that drives a Lexus and a black car to a guy that
he
literally
still does.
Right.
He still does, but sometimes he takes Metro.
He sells programs at sporting events. All right.
All right.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Everyone needs a job about that.
That's right. Social Security Administration.
It's on the Spike Network.
Stats on Nameberry.com. Dug through last year's list.
Go to Nameberry.com, Oscar, and click on the tab that says bio.
Nameberry. Five poor babies have been cursed with these 10 ridiculous names.
At least five.
I guess that they took these out. Okay. Number 10 is Jersey, spelled J-E-R-Z-E-I. Jersey.
Oh, no.
Where's Jersey? Where's Jersey at?
It's on the other side of the river.
The most famous Jersey I know is from Coyote.
Wile E. Coyote?
No, that movie.
Coyote Ugly.
Coyote Ugly, yes.
Oh, by the way, I don't know why this popped into my head, but Ted 2.
Yeah.
I'm front row. Mrs. O'Meara has agreed to go see it with me. I believe they may have, just based on the premise that they have to actually go to court with Ted. I am completely all
Do
in
you know
on
about
this.
Breaking in on Tom Brady too?
Yes, get his semen.
Yeah, his seed.
I mean, it is fantastic. All right, number
nine.
They
didn't break in on Nameberry.
Oh wow, this is her Lay. Spelled L-A-Y. Seven parents gave their daughters the name Lay. Oh, my God.
Not okay.
She's so easy to talk to.
Mike, she's going to be very popular in high school.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Are you going to Lay's house? Wow. Number eight is Dagger.
Okay. Big Junkies fans.
Yeah. Okay. Dagger.
Daggers.
You know, it's funny because you wonder is not to get overly ethnic about it, but you wonder if certain names are poor white trash. You know, where you've got the Dagger. I remember those Western names that became really popular.
Cody
and stuff like that.
Colt.
Thank you.
You know what I think? I think Dagger is a very popular name among the gaming crowd. If it's a name that you can buy in Dungeons and Dragons,
right.
That is a name that you want to avoid.
Oh my God!
Brother
number
Cloak.
Seven. Number seven. I don't know where
Cleric.
This came. You know, you can't pick out an ethnic group and know where it came from because it's not said, but number seven is Ruckus.
No.
Where's Ruckus? Oh, Ruckus? Look at him. He's so cute. He's throwing his toys all over. He's a Ruckus.
Ruckus.
Can you describe the Ruckus, please?
Wow. Number six. Here it is. Full name. Prince Charles.
One name. Prince Charles.
Prince Charles. Charles. All one word.
Get bent.
Number five is billion.
Billion?
Billion.
Not 1 million.
No.
Billion Michael O'Mara.
Mike, that name is strong. That name is good.
It's effective.
Hello, Rob.
Billion. I'm going to name you Billion Trump.
Billion Trump.
Right. Here's the next one. Number four, Londyne. Londyne.
Spell it.
L-O-N-D-Y-N-N. Londyn.
Landon?
Could it be London?
Misspelled?
Could it be
London? That's probably London. I've heard London.
Yeah. London. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Like London Fletcher, but he's L-O-N-D-O-N.
Yeah, yeah. Right. The proper way.
This is
or
London.
Or London, England. Yes.
London, L-O-N-D-Y-N-N-E.
That's nice. London.
Mm-hmm. Well, hello, London. I'm not going there. Number three, Sad Man.
Sad Man?
Yes.
Oh, is it Saddam?
So that's a nickname. Sad Man Bloom.
That's a good name for him.
Right. Sadman Bloom.
Sadman. And you know what else? Do you think it's Sadman or Sadman?
Sadman. No, it's Sadman.
Sadman.
Sadman!
Like Sadman Crothers.
Mr. Sadman. Lend me a drink. Give me a smile. I'm going to be talking to you for a while.
Mr. Sadman, fix our website.
Thank you. Number two is Wimberly, like Kimberly, but with a W for some
reason.
That
has to be a typo.
No, it's on the books. Wimberly, and ladies and gentlemen, the number one name, Mike does not have, Mr. O'Mara does not have his replays in the studio. You will not hear the proper drum roll. Number one is, ladies and gentlemen, Swastik.
Ta-da! Oh.
No!
Swastik, S-W-A-S-T-I-K.
Oh, not okay.
There were all also five boys named Nazi. Look, the Hitler material the last 2 days has simply come my way. I'm not trying
That's
to
right.
do it for any particular swastik
spiel. When you
Spiewak.
Stop at swastik, it's because you say, let's name the boy Swastika. No, too much.
Right.
Let's just call him Swastik.
I think I'd like to point out that I am in my 50s and Rob is only in his 40s, so he may be able to breed again, and that is the top of the name chart for Rob Spiewak. Where is Swastik Spiewak?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know, if I go to Burger King, if I get an order of onion rings, there's always a couple of French fries mixed in there with them. Always. But if I get the French fries, there's never any onion rings mixed in there. Are they in the same pile or aren't they? You know, sometimes you go to McDonald's or Burger King, sometimes the people that work there, they're sharp and are on the ball. Other times you just gotta wonder, you know? You gotta wonder what that hiring interview was like. Please, come in, sit down. Can you mumble? Can you mumble without making eye contact? Would you be willing to goof around with your coworkers while the customer grows impatient? Great, I think you'd be a good candidate for our management training program. We're gonna have you watch an 8-minute training video, then we'll put you on the front counter. People get their own drinks now, you just gotta hand them a cup. But when you hand them a cup, make sure your fingers are sticking down inside the cup. That's our policy. And you just give them a bag of food and you're done. There's no need to say thank you because we wrote that on the trash box.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. We're all here now.
Hey,
this is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Sleep Number Beds.
Yay.
Remember how well you used to sleep? Do you remember that, huh? Do you, huh? I still sleep that well thanks to my Sleep Number bed. I love it. 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 Come into a sleep Sleep Number store, the only place where you will find Sleep Number beds with Sleep IQ technology. What is that, you're asking? I will tell you what it is. Please. It is a technology that tracks your sleep by using dual air technology inside the bed. The Sleep IQ tells you exactly how to have the best sleep of your life. They just keep making them better. There is nothing to wear, nothing to turn on. All you have to do is sleep. My Sleep Number setting's an 85. Carlos is a 65. Hurry into a Sleep Number store where you can save $500 on a Sleep Number Memorial Day special edition bed. With Sleep IQ technology, you can know better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. And don't forget to lay a finger aside of your nose and tell them that Mike Cometa sent you, ladies
please,
and
please
gentlemen. Okay, so that was fun with names. They're legitimate names that are on the books. We are very, very excited about that. And I wanted to get this out of the way today since it is Friday and it is the day of my youngest daughter's graduation from high school. Nice little round of applause for her.
It seems early. Shouldn't it at least be in June?
I don't know.
No, it's May.
Isn't
May,
it? Yeah, May, so May, the seniors May get to cut out a little May. Early?
I don't know. Yeah.
I graduated
well, at high school.
I'm named Barry. I don't know.
My graduation was in September because I had that extra semester. But, no, it seems to me that it was close to the last day of school and they've moved
well,
it up.
Well, think about it. June's right around the corner.
It is. It is.
We were driving from dinner. 2 weeks. We were driving from dinner the other night and we drove right by her high school and she looked over and said, I never have to go to class there again. She was
she's
very,
got that
very
feeling,
happy.
Yeah.
She is an old soul. I have a daughter who is an old soul and she truly is sophisticated beyond her years and
she has been for a long time.
Yeah, she is a different, you know, one thing about kids, when you bring kids into this world, any parent knows what I'm talking about. Every single child you bring into the world, you can say they look like somebody or they behave in a certain way like somebody, but every single human being is just like a snowflake. They're all completely and totally unique, but
and
it's
they
so
will
true.
Eventually melt.
Yes, they're so it's so true though. They really are.
They are
all different. You can't pigeonhole them. They all behave very, very differently, and it's really cool. So I'm driving the other night to dinner. And I call my one daughter, the oldest one, who is also in the Virginia area, mm-hmm. and I want to get together with her because we're up here for the week, and they're going to be scattered to the wind during the summer. I don't know when I'm going to see them, and because I live down there by my choice, Dad made that. The part-time dad made that decision that I wanted to spend longer periods of time with them, and I wasn't going to see them every other weekend.
Right
but
on.
They were getting older, and it was cool, but the other one's like giving me a little lip about, well, Dad, I already made plans. I said, but I'm only in here for the week. I wanted to one night. I told you Thursday was the night. Dad, I don't know that. And so at a certain point, I break this one. I said, well, I guess someone's not going to get T.O. Oscar's special gift that he got for graduation. And she,
did you say it in a way that was that creepy?
I said it
because it sounded like Oscar had something in planned. Yeah.
Did you want to make this public at all?
You already mentioned it.
Okay, so I can say
the day
you got on my phone. Oscar said to my daughters,
Oscar's special gift.
I don't think this was even in a drunken stupor. It was just you doing it and, you know, Carla's.
But he attached a caveat. As I recall, he didn't make a big deal. It was at the baptism.
GPA of 3.5 or better.
Yes. Had to graduate with a 3.5 or better. Finish the year with a 3.5 or better.
By the way, Elizabeth was giving me her end of year stats and hit it out of the park with AP classes.
Good
and
for her.
Very, very
wow.
proud of her and
good
the way
job,
she did.
Elizabeth.
Catherine, theater major. Don't know what she was doing. Sitting, you know, they put all the
table, desks in a circle.
All the desks in a circle. How did you like the movie? Okay, but anyway.
Why don't you grade yourself, please. Students, why don't you grade yourself?
Yes, grade yourselves. And, you'd like to get an A+? You got it.
My dad did that once. He had a progressive teacher in
grade yourselves.
In high school. And they said, you can give yourselves your own grade on the project. And he gave himself an A. And sitting next to him is a guy that would eventually be his cousin. Yeah, my mom's cousin, Jimmy.
I got it.
And
okay.
I think he was valedictorian of their class.
Oh, really?
And couldn't bring himself to give himself an A.
Oh, no.
And he gave himself like a B+. And so they're walking out of class, and my father says, Jimmy, what'd you give yourself? He said, B+. My father said, why, you idiot? You should have gotten the A.
Book smarts. Book smarts, not street smarts.
No.
So they've done really well. And Oscar said that he would get him an iPhone.
Wow.
And he did. And I went down to the store.
iPhone 4?
No, they had these. These poor little girls were running around these iPhone 4s or whatever they had.
Poor things.
Hand-me-downs.
Yeah, so sad.
I was like, ugh.
So very sad.
I saw one of them on the back had a scratch.
Yeah, very, very sad.
One had a broken
screen.
It was just a whole thing.
But thrilled to death. And so during the conversation.
Of course.
During the conversation, I said to Catherine, well, you're not going to get that. And she goes, I don't care. And I'm like, okay, Catherine, I'll see you when I see you. That'll be fine. And I get a little pissed because I miss her and it's all out of love.
Sure.
I said, all right, listen, call me when you get your schedule together and we'll figure something out. Bye. Click. So I hand off like that. And I turn around and I say about Catherine, Elizabeth's in the car with me. And I said about Catherine's friend. I said, I think that girl is trouble, Carla. And Elizabeth goes, Dad, no, she's not. Dad, no. And she comes like a lioness to defense of her sister.
And so then
there's that awkward silence as I'm sitting around going to her special graduation dinner, and I'm jerk dad as I'm driving in the car, and it was just an awkward moment. But she's fiercely loyal of her sister, and it's a wonderfully endearing thing.
That must be so nice because my kids hate each other.
No, they fight like normal siblings, but when it comes to somebody else getting involved in it, like dad,
right?
I'm on the outs.
When are you going to see your other daughter?
I'm going to see her tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to see her today.
Okay,
I'm going to see her today, and
she's freed up a 10-minute avail.
The little 10-minute window. She apparently had a little concert last night, and she is. It'll be nice to see her. And then, of course, we're all going to see each other at my daughter's graduation.
Yeah. Is the ceremony at the school?
It's outdoors or indoors. If it's terrible weather, if there's a wall of rain coming through, they will move it indoors and you need a ticket. If it is outdoors, it's come one, come all.
I never got to walk. Did you know that?
Really?
Because it rained, I think, it might have been Nicole Parker, was PA, right in the early, it started to thunderstorm.
Nicole Parker.
And they called it and they just mailed me my diploma. I never got to go up on stage and get it, so I never did.
Because of weather?
Yeah, they did it outside. They rolled the dice
and they had
lost.
No options for the weather?
Nope. And there's nothing greater than one of those ultra-cheap graduation robes soaking wet. The entire place smelled like
dog. High school graduation memory of Mary Alette. She was OU. She was next to OM in the alphabetical order, and we were side by side, and we held hands, and we swung our arms together. We were both actually... It worked out this way. She, I think, may have been the girls' class clown, and I was the boys' class clown,
really?
And we were lunatics, and so we were trying to swing them as high as we could, and that's my little memory of my graduation.
I still remember the guys I sat between at every high school function because it was always alphabetical. Chris Spellbring, Rob Spiewak, Dan Spinoza. 4 years with those, and we all hated each other.
And it's interesting you playing this music because when you play this is the kind of music that was probably on my... 8-track with my satellite Sebring when I was driving away from graduation.
Yeah.
Little Aerosmith. We will take a break, and when we come back, it's going to... Oh, by the way, I love you, Elizabeth. Congratulations on your high school graduation
tonight.
Great
job. It's one of the big milestones.
Very proud of you. I've gotten through one. This is going to be the next one, and then, of course, as my mother-in-law likes to point out, you have one more, and she kind of looks at me with a smile in her eyes, saying that there's a chance I may not live for that one.
Hey, you know what? So. But to be fair, there might not be high school in 16 years. Who knows?
Absolutely. Who knows?
It's all online.
We might be invaded by aliens. Aliens. We'll take a break, come back with Facebook tips for all of you, because we care, on The Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
During his midlife crisis... My dad got really into tentacle porn.
Is that like where the octopus like fucks like 9 people?
Oh,
yeah,
octopus, squid, it could be anything.
He answered that a little too quickly, didn't he?
I don't know anything about it.
It's foreign to me, but I would guess the octopus would really only be able to fuck 8 people.
8 people, that's right, because the 8 arms.
You'd be amazed.
He used his big octopus.
I'd be amazed. More than that. Maybe 8 arms, but more than one tentacle.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yeah, we play Dirty Little Birdie game.
Again, we're playing a game, not really talking about my father.
Great way to start your weekend, everybody. Get the bonus show now. Do it now. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Next Issue. We're in love with it. We've been telling you about getting all your favorite magazine titles with unlimited and instant access all in one place at Next Issue. NextIssue.com/TMOS. That's what we want you to do to try it for free. We all love Next Issue. I love Me, the Vanity Fair, and I get it on Next Issue, and you will love it too. Mm-hmm. 150 of the most popular magazine titles, and anytime, anywhere. I know you're loving it, Oscar.
Mike, what's the worst part about getting a new car or even leasing a car is having a new model come out the next year.
Exactly.
Yes.
And all of a sudden,
yes.
Car and Driver this month, and this is cool about next issue, they let you know when you're the newest issue of your favorite magazine comes out. They give you a little push notification.
Nice.
They said, now I'll check it out. This month's Car and Driver magazine has the 25 most important cars you want to wait for. So you can see what's coming out in 2017 and 2016. So if you're in the market right now, you can see what's coming out. Maybe you want to wait.
Yeah, very, very cool.
Next issue, we love it. Explore with instant searches plus digital extras you won't find anywhere else. It's a buffet, as my mom used to pronounce it. A buffet of magazines. Binge read without limits or clutter. Plus, you can cancel at any time. Just remember, go to nextissue.com/TMOS and sign up today for your free trial. Our listeners, you know how you can tell when there's a little buzz in the TMOS community about that. People are starting to get into Next Issue.
They love it.
This is a great deal, but only available if you go to nextissue.com/TMOS and sign up today. That's nextissue.com/TMOS. All right, Rob Spiewak came across a tiny little article about Facebook, and you were talking about this before the show, and I find it fascinating.
I found this really fascinating, too, because is there anything that's a bigger drag than when you're scrolling your news feed and you see a million things you don't want to see?
Mm-hmm.
And just stuff that you don't care about.
Oh, there are times, especially it seems like on the weekend, where you know,
hey, number seven will blow your mind.
Oh yeah, oh, boy. When I saw this, I had to try it. F you, I don't like that at all.
Exactly. Well, this is a tech guru. His name is Robert Scoble. I think Oscar had heard of him, but had never.
Oh, Bob Scoble.
Him. Bob Scoble, and he wrote this article.
He's in Revenge of the Nerds.
In Adweek. Sure,
yeah, Bob Scoble's here. Yeah, get down to the letter room.
22 tips for better posting results. Here are some of the ones that I found interesting.
All right, hold on. This is 22 tips for better
posting results.
So, now, does that mean if I put my post out there, I'll get better results?
No, but you will see better things on your newsfeed that appeal to you.
Oh, now, see, for somebody who lives on Facebook, how many hours a week would you estimate you spend on Facebook?
Whenever I'm online, it's open. And so when a notification pops up, I peek at it. It's really bad for productivity.
You're obsessed
with it. I love it. That's why I left my Facebook page to him.
Yeah.
We can get to that a little
while. Oh, that's right, because he's going to be your Facebook executor.
Yes. I can't wait to do the check-in. It says, Rob Spiewak, is that Oscar's funeral?
of course.
Well, I sat here, and I was going to give it to my brother or Shannon, and I said, well, they'll never post.
Right.
Who loves Facebook?
Yeah, because
who's always on?
I want to be delicate about this, because aren't there friends of ours that maybe have passed along, and they now still post on Facebook?
Yeah, some people still post
family
for
members
them,
do.
Yeah.
Right.
But I wanted to make sure the person that did it had some sort of context of who I am,
right?
And also wants to do it and doesn't look at it as a burden.
No.
So I said to Rob, if something happens to me, tell my story.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just
the people need to know, Mike.
If you, God forbid, either one of you predecease each other, I wish you could all live
forever. God forbid.
But the thing is, if you did do that, what if Rob was just going to F with you and the post would be something like, here in heaven, I'm learning to speak English better.
Well,
what if he was just giving you...
Mike, there was a tacit understanding that I would minimize this shtick.
A lot.
But there might be some.
A lot of entourage posts.
Yeah.
Right?
That's fantastic.
Hey, look, I was looking down in the clouds and I found another striped shirt.
So these are... putting something in your timeline, putting something
that will
in your post,
give
that
you
will,
better results.
And when you say better results, that you're more interested in?
Yeah, exactly. For example, his tip number one, he says, share three posts from someone else about stuff you're interested in. Now, apparently, this is built into the
algorithm.
The algorithm of Facebook. Like, if you were to find, let's say, Mike, you're into earthquakes. Just for example,
okay.
You see a guy that posted about earthquakes or the movie San Andreas.
I know what my son would want to find shares for.
Well, I suppose.
Boats.
Is he still doing it?
Boats, even when there aren't boats now.
Oh.
Boats, that's a townhouse. Hey. It's not a boat.
Drive them over the Potomac, Mike. Just back and forth over Key Bridge. Maybe they'll be doing the crew.
Boats.
All right,
if I want to get things on a certain subject, I just
find different, like find a post that Oscar did about boats.
And Haney.
standing.
No, I'm kidding.
It's a good callback, Phil.
So you share posts.
Yeah, if you share posts, but they're from different people. Like if Oscar does a boat post, Pony does a boat post, I do a boat post, and you've shared all of these, all of a sudden, you're going to start seeing more stuff about boats in your timeline.
I'm going to share Big Mama and the Wild Bunch.
Now, what is Big Mama and the Wild Bunch?
I don't know.
Does it open up into a larger post?
I don't know.
Also, if you want to, let's go back to boats. How does he say it?
Boats.
You also can increase your contact with boat posts if you write 5 original posts about the same topic. Yeah. So if you continually post with the word boat or boat, you will start seeing that stuff on your timeline. Mm. This guy cites an example.
Oh, I'm going to do that. Okay.
He said, I remember when I wrote about the Napa earthquake, my feed within 30 minutes became nothing but earthquake news. When he writes about tech news, his news feed becomes about video on entrepreneurs.
Here's what I'm doing right now. I wrote boat. I'm going to put another one, boat.
Yes.
With a period.
You're just posting the word boat?
No, that's not going
to
work.
I think you're trying to outfox the system.
Well, what if it does?
Oh, well, that'd be great.
Oh, wait a minute. Hey, don't tell me what to do, Facebook. Duplicate status update. This status update is identical to the last one you posted. Try posting something different or delete your previous update.
You know what? That is something that could be construed how you read it as either helpful or an ultimate dick thing.
Stroking out.
All right, hold on.
Because if someone says, hey, why don't you try posting something different? Or if someone says to you, hey, try posting something different.
I'm doing it right now. I wrote ship.
Oh, but that's not going to get you boat.
I think you're misunderstanding what.
How about the point this post? I love to look at boats. That's a full sentence.
How about
sentence.
My son
is a boat? Now that's a lie, but it would probably count.
At boats. My son loves to look at boats.
Good.
So I put boat, ship, my son loves to look at boats.
Good.
Oh my God, look at my news feed.
Stop it.
It's all crazy pictures of boats. All right, go ahead.
You'll be able to look at all those boat posts.
Believe it or not, I'm interested
at
in this world.
Funeral.
All right, very good.
If you want to have most access to the best posts on your timeline, turn off as much privacy as you are comfortable with.
I want to thank Susan Abercrombie for being the first one to like my post that said ship. I love my listeners. I love my peeps. They love me.
I don't want to talk about Susan Abercrombie, but there are listeners out there.
Josh Murphy. He's still once an intern, always an intern. Josh Murphy, thanks for liking my post, boat.
It's so great. My dad and I have discussed this. There are people that you could put up something that makes no sense,
right?
And they'll click like because they don't want to not be included on it.
Cappy Pfeiffer.
I've got to be in on it.
Cappy Pfeiffer, thanks for liking my son loves to look at boats. I love my pals.
Now, what you have to do if you want to make your timeline as interesting as possible, turn off as much privacy as you are comfortable with. Because that allows
sure
more
to
people
that.
To say, well, just what you're comfortable
with.
Well,
whatever. You know what I'm comfortable with? I'm comfortable with what I've got right now. That's what I like. I like what I've got right now. I don't want to change anything.
You can let people follow you instead of friend you and then post most things to public.
See, this that's when I start to get distracted it. During the show, you know, when I'm...
And
it's like all of my... All of my messages always have you in them lately, Rob.
What do you mean by that?
Mark, best birthday shout out ever. Thanks so much. You know.
Well, I was tagged in it.
I know.
Do you want me to untag myself?
It's just you respond to. I mean, like, I don't even have time. I don't have 5 seconds to respond to one first. You always beat me to that because you live by it. You do it in the car. You do it everywhere. You know?
Never when the car's moving.
Best birthday shout out. Yeah. Thanks so much. Now, Bob Dylan shares a birthday with me. I don't know what that means.
Oh, okay. That's Mark. Was it Mark Levy?
Mark Levy.
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, he's talking about the show.
The show yesterday.
Okay, well, that's good. All right. We both
sure
do that together.
Make sure your bio is up to date and public, Mike.
That's important.
You want people to be able to find you if they need you, especially you, public guy.
My bio's up to date.
Sure, yeah, that's
where
what I'm saying.
Where would the bio be?
About.
All right, I'm going to Mike O'Mara, and I look at about. Okay.
It says here you work at WYRE in Apple.
No, mine says hosted the Mike O'Mara show past KCJJ. Why does it say past KCJJ?
It's just the way it's set up. Yeah. That's a flaw in the
system.
Can
probably go in and change that.
Oscar Santana, thank you for liking both boat and ship. Thank you very much.
But Oscar, if forced to choose, which did you like better?
Boat.
Yeah, me too.
I'm up to date. I'm very much up to date.
This one I love. Unfriend people who do not post to Facebook or engage with anyone else. because that frees up more space and also will push your information to the most active audience.
I want to thank Rob A. Ford for liking Boat, Ship, and My Son Loves to Look at Boats.
Kiss
no,
ass.
No, that was Stephen Sanguinetti who likes it. I'm getting a lot of likes on this. Are these people that are listening to the show live?
I don't think...
No, not
because we're taping the show today, yeah, right? Yeah,
but yeah, I do think that there's just people that see that pop up.
Yeah. Right,
but
right,
did you know Facebook only releases your post to a few people at first to see what they do with it? Then, if they become people commenting and liking, then it goes out to everybody.
This is your wheelhouse, isn't it?
But isn't this cool?
You like this because you want to use that Facebook to conquer the world.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
That's what you want to do.
And it's going to work.
All right.
Okay. Make sure you
Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate the like. Oh, wait, Matthew commented. Let me see what that says.
And he says, boat.
Time machine. Thank you very much. My
really?
Son loves to look at boats.
Because he's in the future, yeah.
I'm going to like
actually,
that.
This is happening.
Liking
tomorrow.
It from the future.
Okay.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Right. The future.
What's that?
I want you to say time machine. I love it.
Yeah, I don't want to say it.
Well,
so do you think somebody tomorrow...
I'm not a machine that you can drop a quarter in and make me do bits.
You think somebody on Facebook's going to go...
They were talking about this on Friday's show, but it really was happening. I mean, does that mean they were doing the show for Friday on Thursday?
Yeah! We recorded it, a-hole!
Well, I have school.
Oscar has to go to class, okay? We do that.
And
I told you we do that.
And you're going out of town.
Yeah, well, no, but it's your class primarily. Yeah. I enjoy sleeping in. What's that?
And I enjoy sleeping in.
Yeah, but I'm not going out of town until Saturday. I'm leaving at like 4 o'clock in the morning to go to Maine.
That's true.
That's what I'm doing. I'm going to the graduation on Friday at 6 o'clock.
You know how you could leave earlier? Is if you had a time machine.
Do you think I'm schizophrenic yes. when it comes to discussing whether we go
you care
whether
too
we
much.
Whether we
you
do Dave Letterman or whether we do old school when
you
we're taping the shows on Thursday for Friday.
It is, you know what, it goes back to our radio days.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, you like it to, you don't like to pull back the curtain too
no,
far.
No.
Make sure
so we're
you
doing
like
this Wednesday.
That's right. Wednesday, March 10th.
I like doing two shows on Thursday.
I do too.
Most of the I really like doing two shows on Thursday when we're all here on the studio together.
Oh, it's yes. nice.
But that's not going to
happen. Twice a year, baby.
Yeah, that's right. I can't wait till October.
Like Haley's Comet.
Haley's Comet.
That's right. Jesus Christ, yeah. That's me.
Zooming through the sky.
Hey, look at that. Who's coming in to watch you? There we go. Who's going to live in Manassas? Okay, go ahead, Mike.
I couldn't tell. Is that Mike O'Mara or Nameberry?
Yeah. Nameberry.
Flying through the sky.
Flying through the sky, big and sloppy, his Nameberry.
All right. Make sure that you like, comment, and share other people's items. I love this. That teaches Facebook the kind of things you like to see in your feed.
Yeah.
And doesn't it, is it neat or is it creepy that Facebook is learning?
I think it's neat because it's trying to serve you,
yeah.
the user. A better interface, a better experience.
Mike, hide things that you don't want to see more of. For example, this guy hides anyone that posts a selfie.
Yeah.
I would like start hiding pictures of food. I don't like when people start posting pictures of food.
Oh, I see. I think you'd be into that.
As a rule, it's garbage.
That'll do it. That one's going out.
What did you hide?
Everybody. Life is a boat. There you go.
Another post.
Oh, people are going nuts. Why do people go nuts like for stuff that doesn't make any
because
sense?
Because it's like a mystery post. And now you've got four of them.
Don't you ever post stuff? Well, you never have done this. It's sometimes fun to post like an obscure line from a movie
right.
to see who can pick up on it. But then there's that that circle of people that just click like. I like that.
That's a little weird post from Mark James Melly, who writes, maybe my son loves to look at boats post.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants to live in one down by the river.
Yikes.
Is that a little odd right there?
I solid shtick.
It's Van down by the river, right?
Yeah, it is. But the thing that's so great is that guy put that in and said, yeah, this is going to kill.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom Geisler might get the joke. Blue boat.
Blue boat.
Blue
boat.
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 And then
boat.
Kelly boat. Writes, Peachy needs boats. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I am paying attention.
Elvis needs boats.
What are we talking about?
Unfollow people who are too noisy, even real life family and friends. If someone is posting too much, obviously no one in this room.
What is the process to unfollow?
Unfollow is
that's not unfriending or blocking, right?
No, you click under the friendship.
Yeah, I want to see less of.
Yeah.
Where do you know? Show me, dude, because I know. All right, so friends.
Yeah, friends. Good.
All right, and then what do I do?
And then it should give you an opportunity to unfollow.
I have the person I want to unfollow.
Okay.
Where do I do? How do I do? I just click
Oscar,
on
I have
that
no computer in front of me.
I click on it?
Yes.
All right, and so it says following on this person?
Yeah, so click following, right. And then it'll
And now I'm not anymore.
There you go. Yeah, boom, bam.
I'm unfollowing Rob Spiewak.
Aww.
Oh, that would really hurt his feelings.
Because you're too noisy, Rob. You're posting always.
Oh, you know
what?
That's a good point. I would do the same thing.
But I'm still friends with you, and I haven't blocked you.
Oh, yeah.
That really hurts.
No, I know. I'm going to I'm gonna follow. More. Now I'm following you again.
You know, you know what that feels like?
Name Barry.
That feels like when we were racing to 5,000 friends.
Right.
And you unfriended me.
I unfriended you. Yes. So I could win.
Winning is good.
Right.
Check your event page at least once a month and make sure you decline things that you aren't going to and accept things that you will. This helps keep everyone valid in the calendar.
Oh, I don't like seeing I'm not going. And then someone writes why.
Oh, the worst. When we used to post for events and somebody would say, I'd love to, but unfortunately business is taking me out of town. Don't need that information. Thank you very much.
Make sure you have at least 10 public posts if you're trying to make friends with someone. That means that you have to put some of yourself out there. Otherwise, the people won't trust you and become your friend.
I've got thousands of public
anonymous
posts.
Anonymous.
And here's
including some that are incredibly popular.
Boats.
Boats. Boats.
Now, this is two that sort of apply to us. Make sure you have at least 400 friends. That's the way to best. If you don't have as many as 400 friends, you won't be able to network very well.
You know all the racing we did to get friends? Do you realize we only have 2,423 mutual friends? Do you
is
realize
that true?
That? That's what it says right here.
Wow. Mm.
That's. Let me see how many mutual friends I have with Oscar.
And speaking of mutual friends, if you're going to friend someone who's around that 5,000 region, make sure you have at least 50 common friends first, because if you don't, you're going to throw off watching their feed and stuff. You have to have some commonality with them. I know it's fun to friend a celebrity like Chuck Woolery, who, by the way, turned out to be a super dick.
And why was he a dick?
He was so anti-Obama.
Oscar and I only
have
1,455 mutual friends.
Yeah. Wow, that means that between us, the three of us, we have a tremendous footprint.
Yeah, we do.
That's great.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, we got to share more stuff. Thank
you. I agree.
Well, we share every day.
And we share sometimes a little too much.
Dominique S. Carter writes, Oscar comments about the FIFA scandal.
Yeah.
And the final comment that this guy offers, treat Facebook like a meal. You wouldn't serve me just pasta with no sauce, right? So if you have only a feed that has kids' photos, that's like pasta with no sauce.
Oh, I hate that, Carla. But
same goes.
Trouble.
Same goes with only selfies or pictures of animals. That's fine. If you love animals, if you love old movies, put that up, but make sure you do other stuff too. And that's where we're at.
Look forward to that drive up north, honey.
This should be fun.
We'll take a break and come back.
Who's
with more
a dork
fun.
Now?
Oh, my God. More fun and more thrills when we come back on the Michael Barra Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Home Lights. We want to thank the people that advertise on this show. And it's so exciting for me as a broadcaster to not only have a personal relationship with our sponsors, but to find out about new companies that are really, really exciting. This is one of them. It's called Home Light. What is Home Light? I'll tell you. They are the best new way to find your perfect real estate agent. In this climate, people are buying and selling homes all the time. Everybody wants to know, is it the right time? Is it the good time? But the most important decision you will make when it's time to either buy or sell your home is finding the right realtor to help you out. I can say with good authority that I have used real estate agents throughout my life, both buying and selling, and it really does make a difference. Let me tell you what HomeLight does. They have technology that analyzes home sales data and client reviews to find the best agent for you, so you're not flying blind. You may be even in a situation where you know realtors, but you're like, I like this person. He's fun at a cocktail party, but I'm not sure this is the right guy to sell my house. HomeLight was founded by Stanford grads.
Nice.
It's backed by Google. Their agents are all top 5 producers, and they're proven to sell faster and for up to a 9% higher selling price. So as much as you might have friends that sell real estate people, you got to go with the stats like big business people do. That's it. You take the friendship out of it and use the numbers.
You can still go to the cocktail party. Just don't hire them.
Absolutely. Just to change the subject. HomeLight has already helped thousands of folks in D.C., all over the USA also, to sell their homes. Best of all, it's absolutely free for our listeners, and you get a $200 gift card when you buy or sell with a HomeLight agent. Visit HomeLight.com today. That's HomeLight. TMOST.com. Click on the microphone in the right-hand corner and enter the promo code TMOS. Please do that. That's very important to us, to contact your perfect agent through the HomeLight website, or call them 844-321-AGENT and tell them that Mike sent you. HomeLight.com, the best way to find a real estate agent. I love that company.
Great stuff.
Really wish them the best. Welcome back to the show. Speaking of Rob Spiewak and Facebook, I want to talk about Rob Spiewak and posting on Facebook, because you, my boy, are a disturbed individual. You have a very strange way of looking at the world, and I'm confused by it. Okay,
are you referring to last night?
I'm talking about that television show. Now, I haven't seen this. Has anybody seen the show? 500 questions.
Yeah, I was embittered last night, and I'm on a. You see, what's happened is
Your naked bigotry came to the forefront.
I was wearing pants and a shirt.
And this is not directed at a group that I'm normally all that worried about, because if they get a little bigotry, maybe they deserve it, especially with their track record in history.
Am I right, ladies?
Let me give you the post. This is Rob Spiewak 16 hours ago. Rob Spiewak
writes. This is probably about 8:30, because I watched the show for about a half hour.
500 questions is a bad game show. I'm going to do Rob.
500 questions is a bad game show for several reasons, but mostly because they allow the contestants to be unlikable. Also, the structure is cluttered, and you can list answers until you get it right. Ridiculous. And I'm like, okay, he doesn't like the game. Mm-hmm. He's broken it down fairly concisely, and I get what he's talking about. But the last sentence here, and the host is British. Boo. So just because the host is British,
your favorite band
is British.
Yeah, but you know what? Couldn't you find an American to host an American game show?
It's
filmed in the United States of America.
Yeah, but it's not a spinoff of something that happened in Europe.
You know what? They made The Office in Great Britain, and they came over here, put American people in it, and it was a smash.
Haven't we determined, though, that British hosts and British actors and British accents are the rage now in the United States? That's what people like.
No, they ruined it. Who was that lady?
Journalist Richard Quest. Is that really his name?
Yep.
Quest is his real name, like Johnny Quest.
Sure.
Hosts a unique game show created by blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I know this guy.
Oh, and Mark Burnett. There's Mark Burnett.
This guy's famous.
Hey, that guy was arrested in Central Park for having a rope tied around his junk.
Oh, you know, I hate that guy, too.
You hate that guy?
I'm with you. That guy's a total dirtbag.
And you know what? He's one of the... He does this. He says, like, if they say, this river is in the United States, and it flows from there to there.
Yep.
And the guy goes, Mississippi, Ohio, Hudson. And the guy in the host is going, and he's jumping and everything.
I was prepared to jump all over you for this until you have to. I will play some audio from this guy, and tell me if you don't think this guy is a hump when you get done hearing this. This is a clip of Richard Quest, and Richard Quest is on The Late Show. That's a clip from Craig effing Ferguson. I hate YouTube. All right, let me go again, and let's see. Now we're going to try another host of Richard Quest.
Thank you.
What's the matter?
Going randomly to YouTube is such a cluster.
You went rogue.
I know.
Don't go rogue.
I know. It's terrible.
Rogue.
This guy is a talking head. He is a talking head. Yeah. It really is. No, I don't want Leeds Business School, where he's up at a podium
where he's going to be talking like this.
Search 500 questions. See if you can find any of him in action. It is definitely Mark Burnetted
this.
Try so
hard to be technologically sound.
Where they have built a huge... amazing airplane hangar size set with moving lights and a scoreboard that is the size of the thing at the Cowboys Stadium. But the game sucks.
From Mark Burnett, the man who brought you Survivor, The Voice, and Shark Tank.
The pressure is on.
The world's smartest people battle.
Princeton, Harvard Law, an IQ of 158.
In the most challenging game ever created.
Can you do it?
Does anyone have what it takes to conquer?
English, Chinese, Spanish, Russian.
You got it!
500 questions. Premieres Wednesday, May 20th on ABC.
Do you know the answer?
They're certified geniuses, our contestants, and here's why. He speaks Farsi.
I think that you would be great hosts if you wanted to be.
That would be my dream job as a game show host.
Yeah. Genius, attorney Dan McCarthy. There he is.
Based elimination, five separate times.
Getting it right when I need it.
No.
I've seen him. This is what I based. This guy is not a game show host.
He's
this
also
guy,
a new. He's a news guy.
He's
right?
a news he's guy. And also, you know when he reared his ugly little British nerdy head when we had the Malaysian air disaster. He was on all the time. Going,
yes.
Here's
yes.
my theory. With 2,000 square miles of ocean, I believe.
Oscar, I believe he also has an interesting incident on his record in Central Park. Can you Google Richard Quest sure. arrest?
Sure.
Who founded Rofo? Find that for
no,
you?
No, actually, Tommy Lang posted it with like no time.
Wow.
But here's the problem.
And Tommy is so much smarter since he got his new liver.
Yeah, address it.
He's doing a great job. We're loving you, Tommy. Thank you, baby.
We all have histories.
Of course.
Right? Yeah. But in 2000,
you can Google anybody.
In 2008, apparently he was arrested on drug charges. And it's coming up right now.
It's in Central Park, I believe.
Central Park.
What? Now, listen, when you say Central Park, if it's just drug charges, I'm cool with it. Oh. When you say the park, you wonder, is there something going
there
on?
There is a wonderful...
CNN personality, Richard Quest. Was...
Hold that thought for a second, Oscar. Remember when you saw the end of The Sixth Sense and you said, this was a good movie that just became sensational?
Yes.
Wait until you get the Sixth Sense-like detail of story.
Okay.
CNN personality, Richard Quest, was busted in Central Park yesterday with some drugs in his pocket, a rope around his neck that was tied to his genitals, and a sex toy in his boot, a law enforcement official said.
Oh dear.
Quest was initially
I'd like
busted.
To see him answer 500 questions about that.
Quest was initially busted for loitering, and sources aside from the oddly configured rope, the search also turned up a sex toy inside the boot, a small bag of methamphetamine in his left jacket pocket. It was immediately clear that the rope was for, like autoerotic.
Yeah, I'm curious.
In the park.
When you do
so
that.
So like he's
after
rolling,
hours, after hours.
So he's rolling into the park to do this.
When you do that, do you tie it around your neck first? Or down there
3:40
first.
3:40 a.m.
Like
3:40 a.m.
Well, I know.
So maybe under the influence
maybe.
Doing that. But he had
to. I really get it. I mean, I'm all about, like, I'll click that public tab on on those adult sites once in a while, right? See what they get away with.
Sure.
But that is just.
But that's bizarre.
Yeah.
That is bizarre. And it's bizarre because
I mean, the
to
rope,
me,
the park, the toy.
Oh, and also the fact that I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to put that dildo in my boot.
This is a window into my soul. Okay. Yeah. You want to know the part where he totally loses me? Yeah. The rope. Tied around the junk, fine, no problem. A little meth on you, you know, hey, if it's sure. your drug of choice, you know, you're the park. What is he doing in the middle of the park? And my God in heaven, stay out. Is this Central Park?
Central Park.
Stay out of Central Park at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh my
God.
Well,
I know if he was going to get mugged, no one's going to mug that. And that's when you walk up, you're like, all right, that guy's got enough.
I know for a
imagine
fact
that somebody walks up and goes, hey, I need that wall. Oh, it's all right, man. You're okay. You just keep walking along. He's got
not a wallet.
He looked like a rich guy. Yeah, but he had like a rope tied around his junk. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, it's terrible.
You go there 3 a.m. The merry-go-round's not even open. I don't know why he's there.
That is
at all.
Very
2008.
Weird.
We all have a past.
Wow.
But anyway, that was something that I found that out after I decided I didn't like the show.
That is amazing.
But he the show. The problem is their big deal is that every contestant is a certified genius.
Oh, really?
And
they're
the
all
contestants
smart people?
Are dicks.
You know, they try and try and try, but as far as games, it's really tough to crack the tried and true format of Jeopardy when you think about
a
quiz show that has Brainiacs
on it show,
and smart
and
people.
A quiz show will never, it almost can't work in prime time. And I went back and forth with a guy last night. I said, they almost did it with Millionaire, with Regis, but then they overexposed it.
Well, they overexposed
it. 5
it.
Days a week.
That was when Regis had hit the lucky stick like nobody's business.
Yeah.
And that's when they all started putting the same kind of diddly-doon, jujun like that, and they put the music in there. But when you go back to Jeopardy doesn't have those bells and whistles.
It's
and
just
they
questions
actually
and
do.
Answers.
It is the questions and,
or
and
answers,
it is the answers
and questions.
There it goes. Yes, right. All right. Here is your question, number 352. Who was caught in the park with a rope tied around his penis and his throat at the same time?
If you're out looking for fun in 2008,
wow.
Where do you keep your dildo?
In your boot.
In your boot.
There you go. Yes, Oscar.
Just quickly, how many episodes, how many days do you think of filming do they use to film Jeopardy, a whole season?
I'd say
I think they probably do a week and a day.
A week and a day?
Yeah, don't you think they probably bang out five a day?
Wow, that's a lot. Well, no, it's Jeopardy, so it doesn't matter.
Do you know,
right?
I think that Squares, I think Hollywood Squares used to do five in the morning, break for lunch, and then do five more.
Really?
So I think they used to do 10 a day.
And then they're done.
Yeah.
I think all, and again, the
Squares,
the
I called it, like I know
squares,
what I'm doing.
And if right. you, I don't have time for this. But
we were backstage, by the way, at Hollywood Squares.
So yeah. Jeopardy, because I heard Alex Trebek on a podcast.
Yeah.
And he said that.
Rob?
They fell.
When he says that, I immediately want to get, I would love to get Trebek. Can you get me a game show host, please?
Absolutely.
Let's get a game show host. Rofo, okay? Instead of drummers from Washed Up Bands. Thank you very much.
So he films
uncalled for.
I'm sorry.
He's right. filmed.
Did you know what that guy from Chicago had in his boot?
Yeah.
They
go ahead.
Film an entire season of Jeopardy. Back to back to back, I think in 14 days.
Really?
Yeah, an entire season.
So if they did 14 shooting days and did 10 episodes a day, that would be 140 episodes. Basically. Yeah,
there's no way they do 10 episodes a day.
I don't know.
I think more like five, maybe more than that. Well, regardless, they do it back to back to back.
Right.
And Alex said that he had like the best job ever because he gets paid $10 million a year just to do those 11 days. Or if you go two seasons
and then
a year,
he's done.
Then he's done.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, the game show world, everybody knows it. First of all, game shows back in the day populated by ex-Los Angeles DJs, mostly Tom
Always.
Kennedy, Jim Lang, guys
Eubanks.
Like that. Bob Eubanks,
still these
all
days,
DJs from LA.
Still these days, most of the hosts that become even the voice hosts are all DJs.
Are yep. all DJs right? that do that.
And yeah. also game shows, people don't think about this, they are notoriously cheap to produce.
Right.
There is so much profit there.
Yeah, and incidentally, when you go on a game show, if you're a comedian or a disc jockey and you're fat, you end up turning skinny like Drew Carey
yeah,
did on The
it happens.
Is Right.
It happens.
That's right. Now he's Bob Barker thin. What a miracle. Hey, everybody, it's almost time for Oscarazzi. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the entertainment news of the day on Oscarazzi.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Patrick Wayne.
No, he's not. It's Gary Stein. And on this week's episode of our show, Gary, I've got gifts for you.
Well, I'm going to show up.
Yes, thank God.
Well, I've got a trivia game for you. It's even harder than the last one.
I'm not going to show up. Be sure to listen to the show. It's The Tony Perkins Show. Subscribe at iTunes.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm going to put on my best Jack Webb.
Oh, nice.
Because this is about a company called SiteLog, a brand new sponsor for the Mike O'Mara Show. And I really think you have to listen to this, all right? If you're responsible for your company's website, IT security, or you work with people who do, you need to listen to this message. This is really important. My name's O'Mara. I carry a badge.
Nice.
Let me ask you this. How much would it cost you or your business if your website went down? Would you like that to happen? Let me tell you something. Right now, unscrupulous people are out there trying to hack your business, trying to break into your website and steal your business. And if you're working in IT security, that could cost you millions. I'm talking millions of dollars. It's not a matter of if, but when. So, listen up. SiteLock. It's the global leader in website security, and they make your website fast and secure. And isn't fast and secure what you want to do if you're in IT? You bet it is. SiteLock, the global leader in website security. And they make your website fast and secure. SiteLock's true speed content delivery increases your website speed by 50% on average. That's no slouch, mister. Let me tell you another thing. SiteLock's true shield firewall blocks both network and application DDoS attacks with automatic triggering, which means your site stays up and running even during an attack. And nothing beats their 24/7 U.S.-based phone support. You want to understand the people you're talking to. Don't be the next company that's in the news for being hacked.
Don't break, Mike.
You may not recover from it. Call or visit SiteLock today. SiteLock currently protects over 5 million smart websites. Shouldn't they protect yours? Shouldn't you be smart? To get your first month of SiteLock free, go to SiteLock.com, click on the banner at the top right-hand corner, and enter TMOS. That's right, TMOS, that silly podcast that you listen to. That's SiteLock.com, click the banner and enter TMOS, or call them right now, 844-598-0600. That's 844-598-0600.
Nice!
A Quinn Martin production.
Mark IV.
Mark IV, that's right.
Right.
I understand. That's the nerd Nick in him.
Yeah.
He can't
Sorry,
help
buddy.
It. That's the Mark IV was the producer, and yeah. It was Quinn Martin that did like Mannix.
Yeah, and Emergency.
All right. Jesus. Can we get Oscarazzi on, please?
I wish.
Here
finally.
He is. Oscar Santana with Oscarazzi.
fellas. Hi, before buddy. I get into the hijinks and your entertainment news, I got a nice message on Twitter, and it's actually a little sad, but I want to honor the man.
Okay.
The son of retired NYPD detective Robert Dunn wrote in. His father just had a massive stroke this past week, and unfortunately had passed away from the stroke.
Sorry to hear
that. But he just wanted us to let him know that he's been listening to the show. We've been keeping his spirits up. So a salute to retired NYPD Detective Robert Dunn. His son will be joining the NYPD this July.
And do we have his son's name?
I just have his Twitter handle, which is not his name.
So well, you know what? That is, when you share that with us, it's truly, for me, always has been one of the finest things you can do for us. And to take time during your sad time and think of this show, it means a tremendous amount to us. Safe home. I tell this to everybody that I know close that loses people. Things will never be the same. You probably already know that, but I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Things will get better with time. That's the way it works, and it is true, and I know you'll find that, and your father's human spirit will be with you forever. Those are things that were said to me when my father passed away, and I've found it to be true. So, you know, Godspeed to him.
Absolutely.
And thank you for your service. Both guys.
Gentlemen, back to reality here, and I'm shocked it's taken this long. It looks like 19 kids and counting has been pulled from Hulu, and it is two hot seconds away from it being completely filmed.
You know what? I know the whole thing about kicking the dogs when they're down. We have been kicking the Duggars for a very long time. I think it comes down to this for me. When you use your children as currency, and nobody did it better than Jim Bob Duggar.
True enough.
I think, unfortunately, that's a very slippery slope, and everything I have read about this particular circumstance concerning the cover-up, Jim Bob, let me tell you something. It's not the effed-up kid you have that did the kid touching, in my opinion. It's the cover-up that you did by not going through the proper channels and by thinking you were above the law. So long, don't let the ass hit you in the 19 asses going out the door at the same time. Screw you, Jim Bob Duggar. You're the guy. You're the guy that made this all happen, and you're the finger I'm pointing. I'm pointing the Duggar finger at you.
That's the Duggar finger?
Look, I believe...
The Duggar finger.
I really do believe that you know, people should get second chances, but with the platform that family stands on,
right,
and for the son to become kind of the voice of one of these political packs that stands on family values.
You're going there and I'm not, and that's unusual for you to go into that arena, but I'll be honest with you. I agree with that also.
Maybe you pick something else to get involved in.
Well, you know, how many times do we see this when somebody takes a certain political point of view that really in most circles is considered somewhat intolerant,
right,
and ends up going down a sexual road themselves? It's very, very unusual.
But to take that out of it and to go back to your first point, when you watch 19 Kids and Counting and you see the golly gee, oh shucks, I'm just Jim Bob Duggar with my family persona that he puts in front of you.
They're professional actors is what they are.
And a professional guy that was able to conjure a cover-up.
Yeah.
Know that when you're watching reality television.
By the way, I've never watched 1 second of that show. Does Jim Bob have a real job, or is his job managing
dispensorium?
I'm sorry, his dispensorium. Is that his job?
Yeah, I'm trying to go down to the dispensorium.
Yeah. And she's a baby talker, right?
The
mama has
legendary
that
one.
Oh, the baby, come here. I think, number 19, I'm really happy about.
I've always seen it in bits and pieces, Mike. I think he's like Ozzie Nelson. I think he's just on the show.
He's on the show.
And that's his job.
That's his job, right.
I think his wife's street name was Money Womb.
Money Womb. That's her Bond name. Mrs. Money Womb. I'd like you to come down to 007 headquarters, Mrs. Money Womb.
Money Womb.
Money Womb. Money Womb. That's pretty good.
We need you at the dispensorium.
Money Womb. That's funny.
Gentlemen, some interesting news coming out of the rock and roll world, and it's actually pretty sad, but I think any time a tour manager is an unsung hero, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Especially for many bands. And
I
remember
works their ass
my
off.
Days in rock radio, these tour managers.
Poor guys.
They're not just responsible for what happens on stage. They are responsible for wrangling off the stage as well.
Yeah. And in the 80s, 70s, 80s, oh boy.
Yeah.
Long-time U2 tour manager Dennis Sheehan died this past Wednesday. He died in the hotel in California, in Los Angeles. But he was with the band for over 30 years.
U2?
U2.
Wow.
Wow. That so he is was at quite the run.
The very beginning.
And I would say, look, who knows what happens behind the scenes. But
he was in his late 60s, a cardiac arrest.
And you know what? Not a healthy lifestyle.
Did U2 ever have moments where there might have been wrangling? I mean, they were always pretty cool, right? They were pretty well-behaved.
They have a reputation of being well-behaved and also keeping their eye on the prize.
Yeah, I think so. But absolutely. That's how you get them up onto the tops of roofs in New York City and Los Angeles.
Dennis worked with the likes of Led Zeppelin in the past. There's legends. I do have a question, though.
I just want to interject for a second. I have to introduce you. If you guys get up to Maine again, my guy Pell, who is a roadie and like a truck driver for bands for 30 years. Yeah. This guy knows everybody. And when you talk to him, the guy sounds exactly like Joe Walsh. I had dinner there, like my sister and brother-in-law's best friends. Yeah. And he's like, well, man, it was 1978, wow. Man. We were doing the fascinating stories from this guy. He's got a million of them.
So, as I mentioned, he worked with Led Zeppelin and Patti Smith in the past. What I think it's interesting is, and my only reference point, I'm sorry it's a movie, but An Almost Famous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is
great
for that side of the business. I knew what it was like to be a tour manager in the 90s because you'd meet all these guys, right? But you would meet some guys, even in the 90s, in the late 2000s, really, early 2000s, that guys that worked with these new bands, but they knew some people from the past because they worked with Guns N' Roses when Guns N' Roses was big.
Like, yeah.
Right? Having their meltdowns.
It's one of those big deals where they babysit, but they also do business.
Yeah. Stillwater.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And Almost Famous, I think, is the
definitive. I am a golden god.
Hey, when he's up on the roof.
I love that film.
That is the definitive movie for like behind the scenes and stuff. Where are they? They're down at the Wyndham Bellage and they're out of control.
Speaking of that, there is one more you would, but I want to throw this in. I've mentioned this book before. Lisa Robinson wrote this book. It's called There Goes Gravity. And you're talking, she is a rock journalist that toured with the Stones in the 70s, but also got to know Lady Gaga and even the hip hop world. She had one of the last great interviews that Eminem ever granted. Mm-hmm. And if you want to know like the behind the scenes of the music world, read this book.
What's it called?
It is fascinating. There Goes Gravity by Lisa Robinson.
Oh, very cool.
The audiobook, you know what? It would be a great one for your write up. It's fantastic.
Oh, I'll get that. That's fantastic.
The last one, this one's for you, Mike. It looks like Kim Richards.
Oh, she's a hot mess, Mike. Yeah.
I may have taken a few peeks at TMZ because when I see the Richards family in TMZ, this is a hot mess time.
Kyle Richards, the sane one.
She's the sane one, married to the realtor. Right.
She says, and I quote, "I haven't spoken to Kim since the Mexican wedding disaster."
Now, in fairness,
by the way, if you ever go to a bar, order the Mexican wedding disaster.
By the way,
great shooter.
This is an under the radar disaster. This is not the meltdown where she got hauled away by the cops. This is like a recent disaster.
The second one that just happened.
It's just happened in Mexico at a wedding.
She keeps giving.
Yeah, I know.
Apparently they were at it was for Kim's daughter.
This is the big wedding Real Housewives.
In the season they're building up to this big wedding, right?
Right.
So Kim had Kim's daughter was having a wedding in Mexico over
and
the
she
past
couldn't
weekend.
Handle it. She had like a meltdown.
And it's her daughter, right?
Okay.
It's her daughter.
So what happened at the wedding?
It says that Kim was off the rails, pissing everyone off and apparently under the influence or something.
Yeah, she got wasted again.
Well, it's Mexico, so it's or something.
It's painfully obvious that she's just protecting her sister. But she's off the wagon again. She said, Kim is still MIA and no one has talked to her.
So this continues. And then, by the way,
she needs a tour manager.
And this is all like not documented because they're not taping right now.
This is real life. The producers are hating it.
This would be a spinoff.
Andy Cohen's going, damn. Good. You never know, though. Maybe they'll throw some cameras down at the wedding.
Maybe someone has an iPhone.
You know, they may have. You know, he's a shrewd enough guy where the wedding of the daughter.
We'll take a small crew just to get some B-roll.
Exactly.
And then she breaks or flash out.
Because the wedding was such a part of the plot line on R-H-O-B-H. Can't wait till it comes back out. Gotta wait almost a year. Very good.
So that's Oscar Robinson.
That is a good one. We will take a break when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here, everybody.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
I'm not even tipsy. What's wrong with you?
Plenty.
Have you been driving children around?
Yeah, I drove Adnan and Robert to the rec center. Robert has a new friend. His name is Adnan.
And you took them.
To the rec center?
I knew I had to drop them off. But what were they going to do at the rec center?
And who was going to pick them up?
And if I did pick them up, would I be sober?
For more information, so visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
So wrong.
Yeah, anyway. I was sober, by the way, even though in that promo you can hear me take a huge sip of wine.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FanDuel, changing the way people play fantasy baseball and making it more fun and more exciting than ever. By the way, you can root for your favorite team and play every single night. There is no season-long commitment at FanDuel, no upfront fees. You can pick a new team any day you want. Over 1 million FanDuelers have already won money. If you happen to need 2.5 million reasons to care about baseball this season, listen to this. FanDuel.com, handing out more than $2.5 million every day. Not every week, not every month, every day all summer long. Forget waiting 6 months to win a league. FanDuel.com lets you play today and win tonight, so sign up now. Just go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use our code TMOS. Did you want to say something about FanDuel?
I love it. Just with the baseball side of things, you can play every day.
Every day.
And it's fun. Just awesome. And they've got all kinds of sports. You play basketball as well. The finals are coming up. It might be perfect for you.
Yeah, and you could make a minor little financial commitment to this, for a dollar league or a $5 league, and then you never know. You might be one of those guys that hits it, and it makes it more fun. And if you're a fan to start with, it's a great way to get involved. Here's a special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use the code TMOS. Just remember to enter TMOS at FanDuel, FANDUEL.com, where every day is a new season, and do it now. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Friday, May 29, 2015.
Show being taped on Thursday.
I had this lower down on the list, but since you talked about you two performing in Los Angeles this week, this was at a recent show. Bono spotted in the audience a guy that is his doppelganger. He was dressed up as him. It was Bono of some years ago, but the guy looked just like him.
Okay.
And he turns out he is a professional Bono impersonator.
Oh, dear.
They exist. And his name is Joe Heyer. And he actually let him sing with the band.
Oh,
and
wow.
Someone captured
it.
Bono's a very cool guy.
They captured it on an iPhone, so I apologize in advance. The audio isn't as solid as it might be.
Right.
But this guy sounds great. The high note.
And he'll be able to use that for like 20 years as he's doing the bike. Look, I don't know. You never know what people are in real life. It's only what you see.
He'd probably
but it just
cool.
seems like all those guys have been so comfortable with their incredible celebrity and have done so many cool little things. Even the Fallon move of going down into the subway and just having fun with it.
Yeah.
They have senses of humor, and that to me
they did
goes
a full week of
way.
Letterman, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, very, very cool.
It makes it forgivable when they hack my iPod.
Let's be honest, but you know what? That backfired on them, and I think they bounced back beautifully because they knew they screwed up with
and
that.
And Bono had that horrible accident.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
And the edge fell off the stage the other night.
Which is not funny at
right?
all.
No, not funny.
But anyway, at the end of that, Bono says, "Only in America," and he did a great redneck accent. It was just funny.
Yeah,
it's
like
worth
Bono.
Taking a peek at.
And by the way, they still make good music, in my opinion.
They do. Mike, one of my favorite impressions that you don't call on very often is Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
Now, Owen Wilson had a go-to catchphrase, would you be able to come up with something you think he'd be known for?
I'm not that big. Believe it or not, I base my Owen Wilson on, I love the Owen Wilson from Meet the Parents.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, it's sort of made out of balsa wood. Yeah. All right, Greg. Greg, I made this out of, I hand-carved the entire wedding chapel. Yeah.
So someone with a lot of time on their hand went through his top movies and found 56 examples of Owen Wilson saying the word wow.
Oh, wow. 7 projects. Wow.
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 Yeah. Flippers and all. Wow.
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 This is a nice boat.
Wow. I sort of got screwed on the old bedroom selection. Every room's like 4 times as big as mine.
Wow.
Can you stop it right there? Because my mind starts going mental on this. Owen Wilson, simply younger Bruce Dern.
I've always thought that. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I guess Mr. Spiewak's running out of material, so he's going to go to another montage.
Mr. Gatsby.
Oscar, we haven't quizzed you in a while.
Yes.
The definition of a one-hit wonder is a band that has only charted one song on the Hot 100.
Wow.
They could release more than one song.
That's something I didn't know.
But only put one
show
on the Hot 100. They put out the top 10 one-hit wonder hits of the 1990s.
Okay.
You love the 90s.
Yes.
I think it's the worst decade of pop music ever.
I sure agree with you there, Rob. Wow.
Approx.com. Can you name song number 3? Of the biggest one-hit wonders of the 1990s. Have you ever been close
to tragedy? Close this is the Mighty Mighty Boston.
Boston's.
Mighty Mighty Boston's. Knock on Wood.
The impression that I get.
Yeah, the impression I get. Yeah.
I give him credit for getting the artist.
Okay, very good. This is one I hadn't thought of in a while.
Knock on
Second
wood.
Biggest one-hit wonder of the 1990s.
Veruca Salt.
No.
Seether.
No, it's not Veruca Salt, and it's not Seether.
Who is this? I don't know.
It's the Breeders.
I Cannonball. Know that. Damn it.
Oh, yeah, the Breeders.
Good song. That's a good song.
Wow.
It's a song. I actually thought the Mighty Mighty Boston song was a bigger hit than that. It was. That's the type of impact it had.
Yeah,
on my
I know.
Life.
Well, you know, I think that they.
Are you telling me the Boston's only have one hit?
Only one in the Hot 100.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Isn't that Bruce?
Yeah, that wasn't Bruce. That was Owen
Wilson. I mean, Owen Wilson. I'm sorry.
If it was Bruce, it would have been. Well, I guess the Boston's aren't going to be doing anything, are they, Mr. Gatsby?
So it's more of an attitude thing.
Yeah, it's total attitude. You have to change the attitude to Bruce Stern.
All right. Number one biggest one hit wonder of the 1990s, according to Uproxx.com.
I just want.
I love this song.
Blister.
Not Blister in the Sun. And that was 80s anyway. I'll give you a hint. Let me put on my bee costume.
Yeah, it's a bee costume. Oh, God. Rain.
You're very close.
Oh.
I'm sorry, time.
Okay.
No Rain, Blind Melon.
Yes, that's what it was.
Well, I guess Mr. O'Mara's going to sit here with his mouth open without any answers whatsoever for your little pretty segment.
Lead singer died of a heroin overdose.
That's right.
In
and
a
I,
tour bus.
And
no wonder they were a one-hit wonder.
Sorry. Too soon.
I apologize.
Right. All right. It makes me want to smoke a lot of pot.
Yay.
And I close with this. This might be my favorite tape of the month, if not certainly this week. Mike, because it includes the phrase Portuguese cat.
Okay.
This is a Portuguese pet owner who has taught his cat to sing with him. And you're not going to know the words of the song. Portuguese is very close to Spanish, but different.
Does the cat have a good voice?
The cat has got rhythm, which I think is nice. You're going to recognize the melody, if not the words. I give you a Portuguese feline duet.
Se tá contente, diga miau. Se você tá contente, diga miau. Se você está contente, quer mostrar pra toda a gente. Se você está contente, diga miau.
I know we're running a little late, but can I play it one more time?
Go ahead, I'm into it.
Se tá contente, diga miau. Se você tá contente, diga miau. Se você está contente, quer mostrar pra toda a gente. Se você está contente, diga miau.
There it is.
Thank you. That's your magic audio ball. Have a great
Buddy,
weekend, everybody.
Get us out of here. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Meow.
Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. I'm sure you'll get to listen to the show and you'll say to yourself, wow. Then you'll change the attitude from laid back California to Mr. Total Dick. I guess Mr. O'Mara decided he wanted to do two shows on Thursday, didn't he?
Yeah? Hey, Owen. You know what sounds like wow is meow.
Meow.
Wow. Send anything to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177 to get your message or birthday request in the Wednesday mailbag. It's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And we rely on your word of mouth, so
tell everybody about how great the show is, and then maybe Mr. Gatsby can go down and get some lemonade in the Park Hotel. That'll be a lot of fun, won't it, Mr. Gatsby?
Sure.
For Rob Spiewak, Owen Wilson, and Bruce Stern, and Oscar Santana along with him, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to say, wow, again, for the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Congratulations, Elizabeth.
Yay!
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs.
Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon.
Yo-ho!
Você tá contente, diga miau. Se você tá contente, diga miau. Se você está contente, quer mostrar pra toda a gente. Se você está contente, diga miau.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.